So, if you're willing and interested, I'd like to discuss with you some of the halachos of Chol HaMoed over the next couple of days, because it's something that we don't often have a chance to discuss. Just a few brief introductory comments. You know, the Gemara tells us in Moed Katan Daf Yud Beis and elsewhere that the halachos of Chol HaMoed are very detailed. They are like Harorim Hatzruyim B'Saira. They are like great mountains which are hanging on a hair, hanging by a thread. It's very hard to know what's Aser in Chol HaMoed, what's Mutter. The details are really very difficult. Shabbos, as you know, we're learning this year, is hard enough. Yontiv, in some ways, is even harder than Shabbos. And Chol HaMoed, I think, is the hardest of the three. So it's really important to learn Hilchas Chol HaMoed. Nosaf al kach, there is a tainus of Bahab. And the tainus of Bahab, we fast after the Yontiv of Pesach and after the Yontiv of Sukkot. There's no Bahab after the Yontiv of Shavuos. And the Rishonim and Achronim discuss why exactly that is. How come there's Bahab after Pesach and Sukkot and not after Shavuos? And the Oyer Rabba writes in Siman Tav Resh Tzadi Beis that the reason is because of Chol HaMoed. That the reason why we fast Bahab, right, Taisus at the end of Kedushin on the Gemara says Sikva D'Shaita Rigla. Taisus says that's the source of Bahab, at the low point of the year is Yontiv. But what that really means, according to the Oyer Rabba, is the low point of the year is Chol HaMoed, because people abuse Malacha on Chol HaMoed. People violate Malacha on Chol HaMoed unnecessarily. It's really not appropriate. So that's why there is a tainus of Bahab to atone for the fact that we didn't do Chol HaMoed properly. Now, the poskim, the Bir Halacha in Tav Kuf Lamed Tes actually quotes that all the poskim scream at those who go to work on Chol HaMoed. The poskim say that going to work on Chol HaMoed is not really permitted. It's very difficult to come up with a heter. People do it. They say they're not really doing any malacha. The Bir Halacha says they end up doing malacha inevitably. There's a discussion there. It happens that this year, because of the virus, l'da'avoneinu, so, however, one of the things that emerges from the virus is I think this year actually is the first year in a very, very long time when I think Klal Yisrael is keeping Chol HaMoed properly, no? Because the only stores that are open now, I don't know about in Massachusetts, but the only stores that are open in New York are food stores. Food stores are Heter Gomer to be open on Chol HaMoed. But the other stores, the stores that are halachically problematic, are actually closed on Chol HaMoed. So, to some extent, again, obviously this is not anything, this is not something that anyone wanted. It's a terrible situation. At the same time, I think this year, on some level, Chol HaMoed is going to be kept better than it is kept other years. Additionally, because we have nowhere to go, we can fulfill the Yerushalmi that Tosfos quotes in Chagiga Daf Yud Ches, that they only gave Mo'adim, they only gave Chol HaMoed for Klal Yisrael in order that they should be Smechem and Oskim B'Torah. That's what the Yerushalmi writes. So we actually have an opportunity now, I'd say, this Chol HaMoed to learn the Torah better than we have in the past, and to really focus more on what Chol HaMoed is supposed to be. So those are the points I wanted to make in Hakdama. Now let's go on. Let's talk about Chol HaMoed. Is the Isser Malach on Chol HaMoed, is that an Isser De'oraisa, or is that an Isser De'rabbanon? And as we know, like everything in Judaism, the answer is, it's a Machlokas, no? It's a Machlokas whether Chol HaMoed is Osir Min HaTayra, or whether Chol HaMoed is Osir Mid'rabbanon. The source of this machlokas actually is a Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara in Chagiga Yud Zayin of Beis, discusses that there is Tashlumin for Shavuos for 7 days. In other words, the Karbanos that a person is supposed to bring on the Yontiv of Shavuos can be brought for 7 days after the Yontiv of Shavuos. There is Tashlumen. And the Gemara is trying to figure out how we know this. Is this accepted? Is it not accepted? And the Gemara at one point suggests that maybe the source of having an extended Shavuos is from the fact that the Torah calls Shavuos Chag HaKotzir. It's a Yontiv of harvesting. And the Gemara says, obviously you can't harvest on Yontiv. It's Aser. Elamai, it refers to the days after Shavuos. And on those days, harvesting is mutter. Nonetheless, it still is considered Shavuos, insofar as you can be makriv karbanos, adkan divrei ha-Gemara. So then the Gemara asks, one second, if that's the case, it doesn't really work, because Sukkot is called in the Torah Chag HaOsif. And tell me, are you allowed to gather stuff on Sukkot? Zoktim, of course not. If it's Yontiv, you're not allowed to gather. And if it's Chol HaMoed, you're also not allowed to gather the tevuah. It's a melacha ma'amer, let's say, no? So what does the Torah mean, Chag HaOsif? So obviously what the Torah means is that this is the Yontiv when the Yontiv that happens, Bizman HaOsif. And Chag HaKotzir means this is the Yontiv that happens, Bizman HaKotzir, and therefore there's no raya to this idea of extending Shavuos for 7 days. Ad kan difrei ha-Gemara. So then the Gemara infers, one second, this teaches me though, right? The Gemara says, well, I'm not allowed to gather the tevua on Sukkot. This teaches me that Sukkot, Chol HaMoed Sukkot, I can't gather the tevua on Chol HaMoed Sukkot. This teaches me that Chol HaMoed is Oser Basiyas Melacha. And how do you know that? So the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Ches, you could look at it briefly. The Gemara, I believe, has four limudim as to how come Chol HaMoed is Oser Basiyas Melacha. Maybe we learn from the pasuk about this Yontiv, Chag HaMatzis Tishmar Shivas Yomim. The Yontiv of Chag HaMatzis is 7 days. What do you mean 7 days? Chag HaMatzis is only 1 day. What do you mean 7 days? Elamai, Chol HaMoed is Oser. Then the Gemara wants to learn from a different pasuk, the pasuk of Mikra Kodesh. Mikra Kodesh applies to Chol HaMoed also. Then the Gemara wants to learn from the pasuk of Komalecha Savoda Lo Sa'asu, which applies to the entire Yontiv. That means even Chol HaMoed. It learns from Elam O'adei Hashem. It learns from Chol HaMoed. All of these limudim indicate that Molochon Chol HaMoed is Aser. And Taisus says that if you read the Gemara slowly and carefully, even not so slowly and carefully, if you read the Gemara at all, you get an impression that Chol HaMoed has an Iser Melacha Min HaTaira. You can't do Melacha Mid'orais on Chol HaMoed. That's already interesting, no? You get an impression that Iser Chol HaMoed, Iser doing Melacha is an Iser D'oraisa. Yet Tos asks Akasha, the Gemara in Megillah tells me that on Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh, you have four aliyahs. You see, there used to be a time that we had Shul, and there used to be a time that we had Kriyas HaTorah, and we used to have aliyahs at Kriyas HaTorah, and we'd give four aliyahs on Chol HaMoed. Four. Why four? Zakti Gemara, because there is Karbon Musaf, but there is no Iser Melacha. You get the impression this Mamish, no Iser Melacha on Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is like Rosh Chodesh. We see also, right, that the Yerushalmi that we quoted earlier, that the reason why they aser Chol HaMoed is in order that you should learn Torah. You get an impression that they asered in the sense of the rabbis say it's forbidden. So you see that Chol HaMoed is a din d'rabbanan. So Taisus is bothered by this kasha. So Taisus answers, you know what, Chol HaMoed really is d'rabbanan? Those Gemaras that sound like Chol HaMoed is d'oraisa, what it means is that it's a stricter form of a drabbanon. It's a drabbanon that has an asmachta. That is the shita of Tosfos, fundamentally, the shita of the Rebbe Nutam, and the Riva, Bishin the Rivam, that they hold that Malach and Chol HaMoed is drabbanon. However, the shita of Rashi, throughout Shas, Rashi in Psachim at the very end, Kuf Yud Ches, Rashi in Moed Katin, the beginning of Perek Misha Hafach on Yud Aleph on the Beis, it's B'mashma, that Rashi on Moed Katin Daf Beis also says this, Rashi holds that the Malacha Chol HaMoed is Da'iraisa. Rashi, the Rashbam, they say that Malacha Chol HaMoed is Da'iraisa. You know, the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah writes, HaMevaze Es HaMoedim, that if you're Mevaze Yontif, bad things happen to you. What does that mean? So, Rashi and the Rashbam and Pesachim understand what that means, is that you do Malacha, and you're in violation of the Issa Da'iraisa, doing Malacha Chol HaMoed. So according to Rashi, Rashbam, it's an Issa D'Oraisa. According to Tosis, it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. The Bir Halacha, being of Tav Kuf Lamed, gives you a whole bunch of Rishonim this way, a whole bunch of Rishonim that way. Grand. Now, the Rambam, like we've pointed out many times, the Rambam is very complicated. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Perek Zayin, of Hilchus Yom Tov. It's the first Rambam, Perek Zayin of Hilchus Yom Tov. Shteit in Rambam, that if a person does Melacha on Chol HaMoed, Chol HaShamoed, even though it doesn't say Shabbason, since it's called Mikra Kodesh, and it's the Zman of Korban Chagiga, B'Mikdash, so you're not allowed to do Melacha, so that Kidei Shelogiyah Kishar Yimei HaChol, that don't have Kedusha, right, that's the Rambam. And if you do malacha chol hamoed, ha'usibo malacha asura, makinoso makas maridos, mipnei she'isuro midivrei sofrim. So everyone, or I shouldn't say everyone, standard Judaism was that the Rambam says that you get makas maridos, perek zayin halacha aleph of yontiv, and the Rambam says that the isur is midivrei sofrim. That seems to indicate that according to the Rambam, malacha on chol hamoed is an isur D'Rabbanan. That seems to be the Pashtus. Correct? Do you want to refute this, Raya? How can I refute this proof that according to the Rambam, right, the Rambam says it's Divrei Sofrim, the Rambam says you get Makas Maridos, right, I contend that it's possible to refute this proof. You want to do that for me? Are you in a good mood?
No, I'll let you.
What? You'll let me do it?
I'll let you.
Mamish, Tzidkus, unbelievable. So what's the pshat in this? So the pshat is as follows. It could be, and the Keren Ora has this on Daf Beis and Moed Katan. First of all, the Keren Ora points out that the Rambam elsewhere says that there's an Issa D'Oraisa on doing Malacha Chol HaMoed. The Rambam in the Perish HaMishnah clearly writes that Malacha B'Chol HaMoed is Osir Min HaTorah. The Rambam says that's only Makas Maridos, and he calls it Midivrei Sofrim. Midivrei Sofrim does not mean that it's Dirabonon. Midivrei Sofrim could mean that it's Al Din of Torah Sheba'al Peh. The Rambam elsewhere calls it Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah and Divrei Sofrim both indicate that this is a Din of Torah Sheba'al Peh, not Torah Sheba'ksav. Because it's Torah Sheba'al Peh, so therefore I don't get full Malkus min HaTorah. It's not Torah Sheb'Ksav, right? Torah Sheb'Ksav is considered Chomer. Torah Sheba'al Peh is Kal. The Torah writes, Torah Sheb'Ksav says, Ayin Tachas Ayin. Torah Sheba'al Peh says, you pay Mamon. Right? The Alter Rebbe has that Torah Sheba'al Peh is always more Mekel than Torah Sheb'Ksav is. So therefore, Chol HaMoed, since Isra Malach is Torah Sheba'al Peh, so therefore, there's no Makas Minat Torah, there's only Makas Maridos. The Gemara had 4 or 5 Psukim. Those Psukim are Asmachta. That's not Pshuto Shamikra. Fundamentally, the Isser Malacha B'chol HaShamoed is an Isser that is Da'iraisa, but it's based on Torah Sheba'al Peh. Stage 1 in the Keren Ora. Stage 2 in the Keren Ora is the Keren Ora explains. By the way, who was the Keren Ora? When and where did he live? So there are two brothers. There's Rabbi Yankov of Karolin, who he wrote the Mishkanes Yankiv, and he had a brother who wrote the Keren Ora. The Keren Ora is mamish, a classic sefer. If you learn Kodshim, right, I'm telling you, Kodshim is all about Keren Ora and Mikdash David. When Rav Moshe Lichtenstein came and he spoke to the Kolal Oyon a couple months ago, the way he pointed out is, you know, the big question that you have when you learn Kodshim is just you do the Keren Ora first, you do the Mikdash David first. But it's a Dover Pasha that these are the Sfarim you have to do when you learn Zvachim, Amenachas, etc. Okay. Keren Ora writes that fundamentally the Isser Melacha on Chol HaMoed is because Chol HaMoed is supposed to be a time of Simcha. You're supposed to enjoy Yontiv of Chol HaMoed. And because Chol HaMoed is a Zman of Simcha, so therefore we don't want anything to detract from that Simcha. And for most people, going to work does not make them happy. So therefore, you're not allowed to do malach on Chol HaMoed because it will detract from your simcha. That's the way the Keren Ura understands the Rambam. So it's an Isser D'Oraisa. But the nature of the Isser D'Oraisa is not to be mevatel the Simchas Yontiv. Simchas Yontiv is the key to malacha, the key to Chol HaMoed in general, and it's the key to the Isser malacha on Chol HaMoed. Now, we could say a few things if we accept this Keren Ora. By the way, Rav Shechter is very into this Keren Ora. And Rabbi Simon points out that many of the Rishonim seem to hold like this Keren Ora also. The Rav Yah and the Sefer Yerayim both say that any malacha that does not involve tircha at all is not asr on Chol HaMoed. The Isser Melacha on Chol HaMoed is not like the Isser Melacha on Shabbos. On Shabbos I have formal dinim of Isser Melacha. On Chol HaMoed, am I allowed to just flip light switches for the heck of it?
Probably not.
So that, again, you're saying that you're only allowed to turn on the lights if it's Tzorach HaMoed. I don't think that's correct. I don't think we have to really think, is it Tzorach HaMoed? When I walk outside on Chol HaMoed, do I have to check my pockets to make sure that I'm not carrying? Right? No one does that. And the answer is because Melacha Chol HaMoed, and Rabbi Simon says that this is in the Yerayim, in the Rav Yah, it's in the Keren Ora, like we're pointing out. Melacha Chol HaMoed is not a din Melacha, the same as Melacha on Shabbos and on Yontif. The nature of Melacha Chol HaMoed is Tircha, in the sense of Tircha will be Mevato me from Simchas Yontif. If I'm exerting myself, I won't enjoy Yontif. I won't enjoy Chol HaMoed. So therefore, any malacha that involves zero tircha is heter gamur. So that's why I'm allowed to carry on Chol HaMoed. That's why I'm allowed to flip light switches on Chol HaMoed. I'm allowed to strike a match. Not a problem. No tircha at all. Okay. I think this is stage one. Now, this idea actually has real source in the Gemara. The Gemara Avot Zer Davov. They both write the Chol HaMoed, the Isser is Mishum Tircha. That's probably the source of this Yerayim and the Rav Yah and the Keren Ora. The Isser is Tircha. Tircha takes away from my Simchas Yontiv. If this is the case, we can understand the biggest kula on Chol HaMoed that we'll have to develop more over the next couple of days, which is the kula of Dover HaAved. Doesn't Dover HaAved sound like Reform Judaism? I'm going to lose money. Therefore, I'm allowed to do malacha, right? And my great-grandparents came over from Europe, and they lived in the Lower East Side, and they couldn't support themselves. It's Dover HaAved. Are you allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, on Yontif? How come Dover HaAved is a heter for Chol HaMoed, bifrat, according to those who assume that Chol HaMoed is usur basiyas malacha min ha-Torah? How could there be a heter? The answer is this Keren Ora / Yerayim / Rav Yah. The answer is that the nature of the Isser Melacha Chol HaMoed is just that I should not detract from my Simchas Yom Tov. So Dover HaAved is an interesting situation, no? If you'll go to work, if you won't go to work, usually going to work takes away Simchas Yom Tov. But if it's Dover HaAved, if I'm going to lose my merchandise, I have to pay my workers anyway. And if I don't produce anything in my factory when I'm paying my workers anyway, that's Dover HaAved, no? And that's going to bother me. And that itself will detract from my Simchas Yontiv. So the Heter Malacha on Dover HaAved is because that enhances Simchas Yontiv. Similarly, we're making on Chol HaMoed on something that is Letzorech HaMoed. If it's providing it's a Maisa Hedyot, not a Maisa Umin, we're making on Tzorech HaMoed. The heter is the same thing. If it's ritzorech hamoed, it enhances my yontiv, so then it's going to be mutter, because that will enhance my simcha rather than detract from my simcha. That seems to be the pshat in this. Now, this is something I heard probably 25 years ago. This is standard Chol HaMoed Torah. Hanir Ophian is Daiti, however, perhaps in Lumdus, that we could say a little differently, no? Or we could add a wrinkle to this. You know, there's a difference between Chol HaMoed Shel Sukkos and Chol HaMoed Shel Pesach, no? The most blatant difference is a Chol HaMoed Shel Sukkos, so everyone says Hallel with a bracha. You say the complete Hallel on Chol HaMoed Shel Sukkos. Chol HaMoed Shel Pesach, you don't say the complete Hallel, nachon? The Gemara tells me in Erchin that Sukkos is Chalukim b'Korban Oseihem. Each day has a different carbon. Each day is a different yontiv. But Chol HaMoed Shel Pesach, each day is not a different yontiv. Chol HaMoed Shel Pesach is like one yontiv throughout. The maftir throughout Chol HaMoed Shel Pesach is always the same. That's the reason. Chol HaMoed Shel Pesach is the same yontiv the whole time. You know, there was an exchange of letters between Reb Shlomo Zalman, Rebbe Yoshev and his son-in-law Reb Chaim Kanievsky. There is a mitzvah Simchas Yontem of Chol HaMoed. Does that mean that you have to drink a revius of wine every day on Chol HaMoed? Good question, no? Do we encourage inebriation? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky said it's not shayach that you have to drink a revius of wine every day on Chol HaMoed, because there's a Rashi in Erevin on Daf Mem who says that Yayin wasn't matzoi, that people didn't have wine all the time. They didn't have wine all the time. It can't be that you have a chiyuv to drink a revius of wine on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yashiv himself said, no, maybe that Gemara is talking about Zman HaMikdash, where they were Mekayim Simchas Yontev with Achilas Basar Shlomim, and that's why they didn't need Yayin. Rabbi Simon, in an article in Beis Yitzchak, volume 27, Rabbi Simon has a different mahalach. Rabbi Simon says, maybe there's a difference in Chol HaMoed Shel Pesach and Chol HaMoed Shel Sukkos. Perhaps Chol HaMoed Shel Pesach is one yontiv the whole day. So yes, I'm a Kaim Simchas yontiv at some point of Chol HaMoed. Right? So if once I drink one revius of wine, I'm yontiv for the whole time. But Chol HaMoed Shel Sukkos, every day has a new Shem Yom Tov, so therefore maybe every day on Chol HaMoed Shel Sukkos, you have to drink a revius of wine. That's what Rabbi Simon suggests. This could explain, by the way, why there's a different bracha on the Haftorah, Chol HaMoed Shel Sukkos and Chol HaMoed Shel Pesach, no? Chol HaMoed Shel Pesach, the Haftorah just finished Mekadesh HaShabbos. On Chol HaMoed Shel Sukkos, the practice is that you finish the bracha of Haftorah, Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Hazmanim. But Shabbos Chol HaMoed, how can I say HaShabbos Yisrael v'Hazmanim? The answer is that every day of Chol HaMoed Shel Sukkos has a Shem Yontiv also. Every day Chol HaMoed Shel Pesach doesn't have a Shem Yontiv. Now, if this is the pshat, and a number of poskim have this idea, that Chol HaMoed Shel Pesach, there's a different inyan, that there's no din of Simchas Yontiv every day of Chol HaMoed Shel Pesach, as opposed to Chol HaMoed Shel Sukkos when there is. So if this is the case, perhaps, no one in the history of Judaism until me said this, as far as I know, but perhaps there's a difference between the Isser Melacha Chol HaMoed Shel Sukkos and Isser Melacha Chol HaMoed Shel Pesach. Maybe the Isser Melacha Chol HaMoed Shel Sukkos is more intense, is more severe, than the Isser Melacha Chol HaMoed Shel Pesach. Perhaps that's the pshat. And the reason for that would be, because like we explained, Chol HaMoed Shel Pesach as one Kedushas HaYontiv throughout. Right? So therefore, maybe once you're Mekayim Simchas Yontiv one time, it's fine, and therefore I'm less nervous about being Mevato, the Simchas Yontiv, on Chol HaMoed Shel Pesach. Again, this discussion as to whether the Isser Melacha Chol HaMoed is an Isser Melacha per se, or whether the Isser Melacha Chol HaMoed is just a bittul of Tircha, we pointed out the Gemara Daf Beis writes that it's If you look in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa Perek Samaches Ha'ora Pei Gimel, he gives a whole list of mekorbels as to the nature of the Isser Malacha Chol Hamoed. Is it an Isser Malacha qua Isser Malacha, or is it an Isser Malacha based on Tircha? Another nafkamina that we gave beside turning on lights and carrying is there a din of psikresha on Chol HaMoed? No? They quote that the Chazon Ish did not want to run his air conditioner on Chol HaMoed. Someone bought him an air conditioner, apparently. B'nei Brak is hot. Did not want to run his air conditioner on Chol HaMoed because it would drip down and the liquid that comes out from his air conditioner would water the grass underneath his apartment. That's psikresha. Chazanish was machmir and psikresha on Chol HaMoed. Most assume that there's no Isser psikresha. If you look in the Chol HaMoed book, you know this book that they came out from the Chicago Kollel has a catchy title, Chol HaMoed, Rabbi Zucker and Rabbi Francis. There's a newer edition, but I bought my Svarim when the old editions were still considered the new editions. So in the Chol HaMoed book, they have a whole discussion of Be'urim, Simen Hei, where they talk about maybe the Isser of Chol HaMoed, the Isser, maybe there's no din of psikresh on Chol HaMoed. That malacha without tircha, it could be is heter gamor, and in general, psikresha means it's a malacha without tircha, because the malacha is inevitable. So this is the first nakuda, malacha without tircha. I should point out that the Emek Bracha has the following objection. We spoke about Emek Bracha. Now, Rabbi Arya Pomarchuk was a Talmud of both the Brisker Rav and the Chazon Ish. So he raises the following question. No, it says in Shulchan Aruch that when you do a Levay on Chol HaMoed, you don't do the normal thing of picking grass up and throwing it behind your shoulder. Ordinarily, when I do a Levaya, I pick up grass and I throw it behind my shoulder as a sign that I believe in Tchiyas HaMesim. You say, V'yatzitzu me'ir ke'esev v'aret zachor ki'afar anachnu, that basically, just like the grass is plucked and it propagates, it causes new growth, so also death creates new growth afterwards. That's the basic idea of picking grass on Chol HaMoed. That's the basic idea of it. But it says in Shulchan Aruch that you don't pick the grass on Chol HaMoed. There's no tircha. How much tircha is there? I'm picking one blade of grass. That's the Emek Brachas Kasha. Now some say, you know what? Like we spoke about, Hilchos HaMoed, HaKaharorim HaTloyim B'Saira, Hilchos HaMoed, you can't compare one to the other, so maybe this is us or that's mutter, who knows. However, the Emek Bracha has an interesting suggestion. He says, if you have a malacha, which could be a malacha that involves tircha, but you happen to be doing it in an ofen that there's no tircha, so then it's still going to be aser. Picking grass is the malacha of kotzer, no? Kotzer could involve a considerable amount of tircha. I plow and I harvest an entire field. I sit there with my sickle, right? Did we speak about this, the difference between a scythe and a sickle? I'm still not sure what the difference is. Ayingsham, look it up. You have to look in a dictionary, the difference between a scythe and a sickle. But the point is, Chol HaMoed, the point is that malacha of kotzer involves tircha. And because the malacha involves tircha, I happen to be picking a single blade of grass, but that doesn't mean that there is no tircha. For me, I'm doing a tiny amount, but the malacha itself is a malacha shiyesh bo tircha. Okay, so let's go back to where we are. Rabbi Simon, and I think most rabbeim and our yeshiva, are making a malacha Chol HaMoed that involves zero tircha, and that din in Shulchan Aruch tzarech iyun. There's another din in Shulchan Aruch, by the way, that's mashma like this, no? We spoke about the Gemara that says if a person is noto gav shushis, a person takes a little mound of dirt. They used to have dirt floors, and if I remove some dirt from the floor and I cover it up, that could be the malacha of bona b'bayis. I cover a hole. Am I allowed to sweep my dirt floor on Chol HaMoed? So in Siman Tafresh Mem, Seif Beis, it says I'm allowed to sweep my Derek Florin Cholamoed. Bechayrish that it's mutter. Why? Writes the Mishnah Berurah there, Tafresh Mem Seif Katan Zayin, that it's mutter because there's no tircha. Now again, we have to deal with that din from Taf Kuf Mem Zayin, that din of what's it called, of plucking the grass. So we can't answer all kashas, but most Rebbeim, I think, in our yeshiva assume that Malachim Chol HaMoed is also Mishum Tircha, and therefore if there's zero Tircha, it's Heter Gamor. Also, by the way, there's a flip side to this. Let's say I have Tircha, but there's no Malacha. So that could be Usar. You're not allowed to move your apartment to Chol HaMoed. Tuf Kuf Lamed Hei Seif Aleph. I can't move from one apartment to another. There's Tircha. Packing boxes, schlepping, right? That's Tircha. You're not allowed to do Tircha Chol HaMoed. Adkan. Okay, so let's chazer what we're up to. Yeah. Is Malachim Chol HaMoed Dereisa Derabanan? So it's a machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Is it Dereisa Derabanan? Rashi says Dereisa, Tosis says it's Derabanan. And then we also have this razzle-dazzle shita that Malachim Chol HaMoed is Dereisa, but the nature of this Dereisa is not to be Mevatel, the Simchas Yontiv. That's the Kerenura, Rav Yah, and Yireim. And that seems to be the shita that we paskin like. What are the nafkaminas if Malachim Chol HaMoed is Dereisa Derabanan? What are the nafkaminas? So classical Judaism is that the nafkamina, whether it's Dereisa Derabanan, involves a suffix. If I have a suffix, whether Malacha is Mutter or Usser, so if it's Dereisa, suffix Dereisa Lahachmi. Derabanan, suffix Derabanan, Lahakel. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach is quoted, if you look in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, the beginning of Tuf Kuf Lamed, he says other nafkaminas might be malachos that have zero tircha. Tevilas kalim, he assumes, has zero tircha. No? Can you tovo kalim on Chol HaMoed? Again, if it's not the type of keli, if it's keli that you'll need for cooking a Chol HaMoed, for sure it's mutter, we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But if it's not a keli that you need for food, is it mutter to tovo? So Shlomo Zalman says, since there's no tircha, if you hold it's derabanan, it's going to be heter gamor. The Prima Gadim writes that if it's asher min hatayra, so then you're going to be pasul at edus if you do melachah Chol HaMoed. If it's not asher min hatayra, so then it is not pasul la edus. Adkan. So the first sugya that we have is whether melachah Chol HaMoed is derais or derabanan. It seems like you're getting a little bit tired. Let's just do one more brief sugya, which is the Shah Hatzion and Tav Kuf Lamed Seif Katan Dalet. What should you wear on Chol HaMoed? Mevazas HaMoadim is a bad thing. So what should you wear? So they quote that the Maharil wrote his Shabbos, wore his Shabbos Kapata on Hoshana Rabbah. That's what they quote. So that would seem that you should wear Big Day Shabbos on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar HaTzion says that can't be. Because he notes that even though Chol HaMoed might be Dereisa, we have all these kulos on Melachah Chol HaMoed, like we explained. Melachah Chol HaMoed could be Mesorin HaKosol LaChachamim. It could be Dereisa, but the Chachamim have the leeway to define what's Mutter and what's Aser, like the Gemara says there in Chagiga Daf Yud Ches. Or it could be that it's all based on the Simchas Yontif, but Bekitzer HaMa'aseh, Chol HaMoed has many kulas in Isser Malacha, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah suggests that on Chol HaMoed you don't have to wear Big Day Shabbos or Big Day Yontif. He writes that you should wear clothing that's better than your weekday clothing. I tell people that if you have like a nice suit that you wear to like an important meeting or something, that should be your Chol HaMoed clothing. It shouldn't be the type of clothing that's like the Begodim Shabishel Behem Kedera L'Rabo. Right? It shouldn't be like those types of kelim. It should be nicer begodim. That's the din of Chol HaMoed. There's also another way of getting out of this bir halacha. Again, getting out of this Maharil. The Maharil says on Chol HaMoed away Big Day Shabbos. But however, if you read that Maharil inside, the Maharil is really saying that on Hoshana Rabbah he wore Big Day Shabbos. It's entirely possible that Hoshana Rabbah has a heightened status above regular Chol HaMoed. That's another way to perhaps deflect the proof. Okay,
So, b'kitzur ma'aseh, what we spoke about so far is the nature of malacha and chol hamoed. Do you have another 10-15 minutes, or should we break here?
I prefer to break.
Okay, so we'll pick up Emirat Hashem tomorrow. I would prefer 10 a.m., but if people have a different time, let's email about a different time. What I'd like to do is try to go through the rules on malacha chol hamoed over the next couple of days. Today was just an introduction. Okay, Chevra?
Okay.
Zai Gebench, have a wonderful, blessed, marvelous, and a Simcha Dik day, because Chol HaMoed is a day that is Simcha, even though it's Chol HaMoed Pesach, still you have to drink at least one Revius of wine that will Chol HaMoed Pesach. Okay, Kotel, bye-bye.
All right.